Welcome to the Awakened Rebels podcast featuring yours truly, Leanne Juliet, a self-proclaimed Awakened Rebel. I'm a soul catalyst, intuitive empath, psychic visionary, and the founder of LeanneJuliet.com. The Awakened Rebels podcast is a show that is all about being raw, real, and authentic to encourage you to get lit the fuck up in your life, get out of your own way, and start creating the impact you know your soul came here to make. My coaching style is blunt and to the point. I tell it as it is, without sugarcoating, and tell you what you need to hear and not necessarily what you want to hear. I want to encourage you to step into the highest version of yourself by stripping back the layers of bullshit you've been hiding behind. But don't worry, I get it. I hid for a long time too. And when I was done with ignoring my soul, I chose to rise and rose as the whole damn fire. If you would like to connect further after listening, then please head over to Facebook and join my group, Awakened Rebels, a group where I encourage you to be a spiritual rebel, own your truth, and follow your soul. So what are you waiting for? Get lit up and be the whole damn fire. Hi there, and welcome back to another episode of the Awakened Rebels podcast with myself, Leanne Juliet. So in today's podcast, I wanted to talk about why are you dimming your light to fit in? This is something that I hear a lot in spiritual communities, that I see a lot in different communities, and I wanted to kind of take the time to explore what it actually means to dim your light and how to overcome this kind of like a limiting belief, really. So dimming your light is when you are afraid to fully put yourself out there as you truly are, as your soul is. You are afraid of being seen, you're afraid of being heard, you're afraid of being judged for who you are, or rejected or anything like that. And that's what I mean by dimming your light. Your light is the essence of who you are. It's what your soul is here to deliver, because you have to remember that we've all had many lifetimes. Some of us have had more lifetimes than others. And in each lifetime, we take on a different persona. We take on different characteristics. We have different soul contracts where we choose to learn different soul lessons. And so in each lifetime, we bring with us to the next lifetime the experiences we've been through, the wisdom that we've developed, the gifts and abilities that we've kind of honed for many lifetimes. And so that's kind of what your light is, because everyone is unique. Every soul is unique. And your soul is here on a mission to fulfill a certain purpose. Your soul signs up to different contracts before you incarnate, and there's always a reason for you incarnating in this particular time with this particular family and this particular experiences and where you grow up and everything like that. And because that allows your soul to really really experience what it came here to experience. But a lot of the time people are afraid to fully put themselves out there, because we don't always realize at first that we are soulful beings and that we do have a purpose that we set out to achieve. Like, your soul isn't here to be, I don't know, broke or unhappy or whatever else for the rest of your life. You deserve to have happiness and abundance and experience growth and everything like that. But obviously that comes with lessons that we have to learn and the experiences we go through. But your soul is here to shine its light, because that is how you fulfill your purpose and you fulfill your destiny, when you are shining your light. And your light is everything that you're bringing to this planet in this moment. It can be the quirky personality that you have, or the interest in whatever it is you're interested in, like science or languages or whatever it is, for example. It could be who you are with your personality in general, the characteristics you have, the abilities that you have, such as with your psychic or intuitive abilities. Who you are as a person is what your light is. It's what lights you up. It's your happiness. It's the joy that you get from just being you, whether that's riding a bike or reading a book or playing a musical instrument or being around friends, whatever it is that you do that lights you up and brings joy and excitement to your life is what your light is. And by you feeling good about yourself, by doing what makes you happy, then you end up shining that light bright for other people, and you become a magnet to them because you're showing them what's possible when they turn on their light. But unfortunately, what happens is a lot of us, myself included, we tend to dim down our light. We tend to feel like it's unsafe to be seen, or unsafe to be heard, or it's not safe to be ourselves because we're worried about being rejected or not being worthy enough or whatever it is. And a lot of that what I found personally through my own exploration of past lives and through speaking with friends, is that a lot of us, especially women, we're carrying a lot of things in our DNA, a lot of things around persecution and being judged. Like, a lot of us were witches before, probably being burnt and hung and drowned or whatever else. So we carry that fear of being judged, that fear of being persecuted, the fear of being fucking murdered as well for who we are. I mean, I know it's not very likely in this kind of day and age, but it is for some people, like certain countries who still persecute women. But it's almost like we're carrying this in our DNA. So because we recognize that we are powerful beings, that we are energy workers and healers and intuitives and psychics and everything else that we embody, it used to be of a time quite a dangerous thing to be who we are now, because, you know, for centuries we've had the patriarchal society that's almost like persecuted women for being who we are. But when you go back like millennia, go back to the times of ancient Egypt or Lemuria or Atlantis or civilizations like those, women were revered. Like, you know, women were goddesses, were treated as divine beings, and that's why at the moment so many women are going through awakenings, and so many women are waking up to their purpose and their passions and who they truly are. And it's the rise of the divine feminine. Like, the divine feminine is the energy that we're all kind of bringing back to the planet right now, and that is why so many women are feeling this, like, this strong nudge of their soul just to be themselves. But do you know what? It's so fucking scary to be yourself. It really is, because throughout your life, it's probably been, not maybe like a case of like life or death, but for some people it will have been, but not very safe to be yourself, because maybe you're told as a child that you shouldn't be seen or shouldn't be heard, or you're too loud or too quiet or too boisterous or whatever it was. So that then you've taken on that belief, that limiting belief, that it's not good for you to be seen or not good for you to be heard. And because you're basing all of that on your self-worth, and you're basing receiving love from your parents and from your teachers and from your friends based on the self-worth, you're basing it all on their perceptions. So you've actually kind of adopted this kind of like survival mechanism almost, that in order to be accepted by others, that it's better to just fit in with what they want and what they ask you to do or be or anything like that. Even if not physically asking you, it's just like the perceptions that they have. So you end up toning yourself down and dimming your light, because it's not good to be seen, it's not good to be heard, it's not good to be truly yourself and shining your light so fucking bright, because some way or another you've been judged and put down for it. For example, with myself, obviously I had a good childhood and everything, but I was very quiet as a kid. Like, you wouldn't recognize me as a kid now. Obviously I was known as little Miss Shy on holiday, and I was a complete introvert. Like, I literally wouldn't speak to people. I was so quiet, so timid and everything. And now, like, you know, I'm podcasting, I'm blogging, I'm doing YouTube videos, I'm doing Facebook Lives, and putting myself out there and speaking my fucking truth, because why shouldn't I? But I was afraid to be myself, and I don't know why, really. Like, if it was just whatever, you know, beliefs that I adopted or anything. But obviously I am psychic, and I am very, very intuitive, and I've always had those beliefs. But it wasn't until my spiritual awakening really came about back in 2017 that I really pulled everything to the surface. Because it's almost like even though I've always been quite spiritual throughout my entire life, it's almost like I just didn't talk about stuff. I'd have some crystals, but maybe hidden in a drawer, and I wouldn't talk about like woo stuff or anything like that, even though it interested me. And you know, I had a tarot deck from the age of like 13 or something like that. But it's almost like I was afraid to fully be myself, because I based love on self-worth and what other people wanted from me. So it was easier for me to try and fit in. It's the same with jobs. Like I remember some of my jobs where I just didn't feel comfortable at all with the people I was working with, and it was no disrespect to them, like all lovely people, but I didn't feel that I could fully be myself with some jobs or around certain friends or acquaintances or anything, because I am quirky and I do kind of say what I think, and I do have a potty mouth, and I am woo, and I love my spiritual stuff, and I have a lot of deep kind of like deep wisdom within me that I'm kind of like waking up a lot to right now since my awakening. But I wouldn't share any of that because it's almost like I was afraid that by being fully myself, and I was even told this by certain people who are no longer in my life, that you know, questioning why I'm into this kind of like weird shit, why I'm into this kind of like woo-woo shit, who are you and why have you suddenly changed and what are you talking about now? It's like, oh, fuck that, I've always been like this. I just didn't really talk about it. So I was dimming my light to fit in. And you know what happens when you dim your light? You feel this sense of kind of like abandonment within yourself. You feel lost. You feel uncertain about yourself. You start doubting yourself a lot more. You start worrying. You know, you might go through depression or anxiety or anything like that, because you are not shining your light. You are trying to fit in with other people. You're trying to follow what they want from you. But actually, you have to go back to yourself and ask yourself, what do I want? Because what makes you happy surely should make other people happy. But everyone's got an opinion and everyone's got a belief. And it's no disrespect to our parents or our teachers or our peers when we're growing up or anything. But a lot of the time, like we take on the beliefs of others and we take on the limiting beliefs of others. So maybe as a kid, you were told that... Maybe you'd ask for a particular toy and your parents told you that, you know, not to be silly, it's too much, and that you couldn't have it. So you wouldn't, you know, if you kept on asking, you'd probably be told to shut up or whatever. But so you didn't speak up. But maybe it was something that could really benefit you. Do you know, it's a crappy example, but do you know what I mean? Or maybe as a kid, you're quite loud with your friends and maybe your parents are quite reserved, and so it wasn't seen or it wasn't approved of you to be loud and be boisterous and be a fucking kid because your parents were reserved or whatever reason. But what you end up doing is you end up taking on the limiting beliefs of other people when they tell you that you can't have something, that it's too hard, you know, that it's you have to work hard, or that money doesn't grow on trees, or money is the root of all evil, or that children should be seen and not heard, or not seen and not heard at all in some cases. And you end up taking on these limiting beliefs and you end up dimming your light in order to fit in. And what you're actually doing is you're coming from a place of approval, you're coming from a place of being accepted by others. So it's same with like friendship groups. You know, you might have been at school and there might have been certain friends that you wanted to be involved with, but you couldn't fully be yourself because if you were, maybe they wouldn't accept you, but maybe they would. You just didn't know because you weren't being fully yourself. So you have to ask yourself, why are you dimming your light? Why are you choosing not to be fully yourself? Like, what is it that you're so afraid of? And this can be the same for relationships as well. The amount of people who aren't fully themselves, that they feel like they can't be fully themselves. And I felt like this in some of my relationships too, where you can't be fully yourself because you're worried about how that's going to be seen. And maybe it's just like best not to be yourself. So because you don't want the relationship to end, so you have that fear of rejection as well. So you have to ask yourself, where is this dimming of your light coming from? And things like journaling and meditation can be really good for that, especially journaling, because journaling really helps you to connect to your subconscious, especially when you dive deep and you delve deeper into those issues and you really go to like the root cause of it. And a lot of it does tend to stem back from our childhood. It tends to be like your inner child that is scared
So journaling can really help with you connecting with your subconscious. And also it could be like, you know, past lives, the fact that's there, like karma that you're still carrying, or negative experiences, or something where it's not being safe, like literally a case of life or death for you to be fully yourself. So do like the journaling exercise and ask yourself, in what areas of your life are you dimming your light? Why are you not showing up fully in your life? Why is it that you, I don't know, are maybe fully yourself with some people and maybe not with others? Because what you have to remember about people is that we are all mirrors, every single one of us. So we mirror other people, and we also project onto other people. So somebody could be projecting their own limiting beliefs onto you, their own fear of whatever it is, of their own scarcity mindset, or just in any way projecting these fears and these limiting beliefs onto you. So then you end up adopting those as your own beliefs and your own fears and everything. And then that leads you to dimming your light, because you're like, well, fuck, like this is like not safe for me to be myself, because otherwise I'm going to be judged and not worthy and not loved. And really a lot of it comes down to your inner child and what your inner child is really craving, because maybe your inner child didn't, you know, maybe as a kid you didn't get the attention you deserved. Maybe as a kid you were shouted at a lot for being a fucking kid and being noisy and whatever. Whatever it is, like, you've adopted the projections of other people. It tends to be like the closest ones around you, like teachers and parents and your friends growing up, and other family members. So you've adopted their projections, and what all they're doing is just projecting their own limiting beliefs and their own fear and their own fucking ego onto yourself, and you're taking that on. So you're dimming your light in order to appease these other people, in order to be seen as fitting in. But actually, it makes you feel fucking miserable. Like, seriously, I was so miserable for like however many years, like the last, I don't know, 9, 10 years or whatever, just from not feeling like I could fully be myself. And this is no disrespect to the people who were in my life back then. Obviously, you know, everything's a lesson. But I didn't feel like I could be myself. And what I found was that when I started going through my spiritual awakening back in 2017, I started to embody more of who I am and really kind of stepped more into myself and kind of like let the layers drop away, but like kind of like, I don't know, a little mouse coming out of a hole or something, like exploring it and then running back in again. And the more I started to explore who I am, the more I started to honor who I am, the more I started allowing my soul to shine through, the more it seemed to piss certain people off. Because I apparently was not being who they thought I was, even though I was being fully myself. And this is what you find when you've dimmed your light for so long, it comes as a big fucking shock to some people. Like, who are you? Where have you been? What have you been doing? Like, why are you like this? Why are you so different? You're not different. All you are is just being fully yourself. But it's just that you've not allowed yourself to be fully yourself because you've been so fucking scared of being yourself. And I had this realization last weekend. I'd been at my good friend Faye's house. She'd just qualified as Reiki level 2 practitioner. She's now Reiki master. And I had a really cool Reiki session with her. She's amazing. And I'd asked her to focus on my solar plexus. Obviously, solar plexus is your third chakra. It's the third one up in your navel area. And it's connected to who you are, your identity, your self-worth. And I'd asked her to focus on this particular chakra, even though I don't believe in blockages. And she said it wasn't blocked. Like, I don't believe when people say things are blocked, because it's just energy. It's just like, it just needs manipulating and moving around. But she, after our Reiki session, I just suddenly like was just talking, and I just suddenly started crying for like no fucking reason. I was like, oh my God. So this is what happens when I'm like going through like massive up levels and massive like shifts in my life. And I realized, asked myself a question, like, what is it that I'm afraid of? Because I'd been going through like a big, or I had been going through like a huge major like change in my life and up level and everything like that. And my ego has been fucking scared. Like, that's what happens to your ego when you're like going through these changes. And I started asking myself, what is it that I'm so scared of? Is it a fear of success, or a fear of rejection, or a fear of failure? And I realized it was actually a fear of how fucking powerful I actually am. And that really struck me because I'd never actually allowed myself to think that before. And it's not like I'm on some kind of power trip, but what I mean by powerful, I mean is my soul's magic, like who I am as a soulful being and the fucking potent magic that I bring to this world, like you all do. You all have this energy within you. You all have this unique magic within you when you tap into your soul and who you truly are. And it was almost like I was so scared to bring forth that powerful energy as to who I truly am in case there's some kind of rejection or persecution, because I know I've been a witch in other lives. I know I've been persecuted for my beliefs and everything. So, and I feel like that's happened quite a few times in certain lives. So I've kind of carried that energy over. And when I had that revelation last week, I was like, oh my God, that is so fucking powerful, is that revelation. Because I, even though obviously I do speak up and I do speak my truth and everything and I do put myself out there, we're always on a soulful journey. We're always awakening. We're always going through new changes and new shifts in our consciousness and everything, because that is how we grow and that is how we evolve. But I realized it's almost like I was still holding a part of myself back, like fully scared to actually proper leap and everything. I was like, that is powerful stuff, because I had still been dimming my light, not fully, maybe like a little flicker or something like that. I know I am a big bright fucking beacon as well, but I had been dimming my light as well. And I was just like, oh my God, that is just, why am I scared to like speak my truth fully and put myself out there? And I even noticed it today that somebody shared something on Facebook, and I was like, oh my God, why am I still holding back? Not that I do hold back a lot, but there's certain things I have been holding back on. I'm like, oh my God, I'm dimming my fucking light here, because I'm afraid of like, oh, I don't want to piss somebody off by speaking the truth. Like, I am a soul catalyst. My whole energy is about bringing light to your shadows and helping you see who you truly are and how to work through that and how to like create the impact you're here to make. So my energy is powerful, and I was still scared of putting myself out there fully in case I pissed somebody off, in case they thought I was a bitch. I'm like, Jesus Christ, woman, who fucking cares? Like, if you're speaking your truth and you're coming from your heart and coming from yourself, then who gives a fuck? Really, it's not like you're going out there and being nasty to people or saying bad shit about people. If you are just like sharing your opinions and what truly matters to you, then that is you speaking your truth, and that is you speaking from your soul, and that is you shining your light bright. But if you're scared to do that, then you're holding back for a reason. So what you can do is you can ask yourself, especially through journaling, you can ask yourself, in what areas of your life are you dimming your light? Because maybe you're not dimming your light in all areas. Maybe it's just some areas. Maybe it's just around certain people, like certain family members or certain co-workers. But with your close friends or other family members, maybe you're like shining your light bright, and we know like the full you, like I experienced. Like, I used to joke that only a handful of people knew the actual me. I'm like, why the fuck do I only want a handful of people to know me? I want the whole fucking world to know me. Do you know what I mean? But like, ask yourself through journaling, how are you dimming your light? What areas are you dimming your light in? And why? This is the crux of it. This is the crux. Why are you dimming your light? What is it about this situation, this experience, this person, whatever it is that you're thinking, what is it about this that makes you want to turn it down and tone down who you are? Why? And really get into the nitty-gritty of it and keep asking yourself why. Write a sentence, why? Write another sentence, why? Write another sentence, why? And keep going, because then you will get to the crux of it as to what it is that you are so fucking scared of. Because there's nothing to be scared of. Like, the thing that you should be the most scared of is going through your life and never fully being yourself. To me, that is scarier than actually living my life full out, shining as bright as I fucking well can do, and living my life to the full. That is what appeals to me. But the whole thought of toning myself down and being maybe a bit more reserved and whatever, maybe not swearing as much or holding things back from the world and not being fully myself in order to appease other people, that scares me more, because I would rather be around those people who love me unconditionally for who I am than try to be somebody I'm not. And that's what I suggest you do as well, because the world wants to see you. The world wants to hear from you. Whatever it is that you do, whatever it is that you have to share with the world, you have a unique gift, which is you and your energy and your abilities and your skills and your experience to share the world. So why are you toning it down? Ask yourself that with journaling and keep on asking, because it's a really good exercise that you can do to really get to nitty-gritty. And chances are it can be a lot of like inner child work that you have to do. And you know, maybe your inner child is just pretty fucking scared of being seen or being heard or being rejected or not being worthy enough. But you don't know until you get to the crux of it. And that is why journaling is so good, because it helps you connect with your subconscious mind. You know, you're bypassing the conscious mind, you're going directly to the subconscious mind where all the beliefs are stored. And you can really get to the crux of that. So journaling is a really good thing. And ask yourself, like, how can you shine your light brighter? How can you, you don't have to maybe put yourself out there fully, first of all, if you're not used to, but what steps can you take? Like, is it that you want to speak up more about your beliefs? Is it that you want to share, I don't know, a post on Facebook that you've been worried about speaking up a little bit about, because you've been worried about maybe getting some negative comments or negative comments online or negative comments from family? Like, what is it about sharing who you are that makes you feel scared? And ask yourself, again, do this through journaling. If there's something that you're wanting to share, especially if you're in like a business like I am, like a spiritual business like I am, like I share a lot on Facebook and I share my purpose. I share, you know, my passions. I share my thoughts, my wisdom and everything like that. And yet some people I speak to are like, are so scared to share who they truly are and what they want to share because they're worried about some negative arsehole leaving a comment. You're always going to get negative fucking arseholes in your life. So you might as well like carry on anyway. You're always going to get some negative arsehole. So who cares? Like, you don't get to go through life and just not have somebody who you might possibly piss off because you're talking to their ego. You know, share what matters to you. And I'm not talking about like slagging people off or bad mouthing or bitching or whatever. I'm talking about sharing your truth, sharing what lights you up, sharing what makes you feel like so good about yourself, and sharing that, because somebody needs to hear your message and somebody needs to be in your energy to make themselves feel good about themselves. So stop holding back. And I'd love to know in the comments, in what areas of your life you feel like you're dimming your light, or feel free to like connect with me over on Facebook at my Awaken Rebels group. Come join me there. Or even like email me through my website, leannejuliet.com. But please, like, I'd love to know, like, if this has spoken to you in any way, if you've like, this has resonated with you, if you've had any light bulb moments, and how you're going to stop dimming your light and start taking action and allow your soul to be like the most beautiful, magical, epically, like, fucking awesome soul that you actually are, because you deserve that, and you deserve that in your life. So thank you so much for listening, and I'll catch you on the next podcast.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Awaken Rebels podcast. I really hope that I've lit your soul up in some way or other. I would love to hear from you if this spoke to you, or if you'd like to share any feedback. You can connect with me further over in my Facebook group, Awaken Rebels, or by going to leannejuliet.com. So what are you waiting for? Get lit up and be the whole damn fire.